Well, this week we're joined by Blevins Frank's partner, Brett Hansen. How are you, Brett?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Brett, in our last discussion, you and I discussed UK inheritance tax, including how it often still applies to British expatriates living in Spain. But they're also liable to Spanish succession tax, so it's a good idea to look at that today. So firstly, who is liable to Spanish succession tax, and what assets does it apply to?
So, Spanish succession tax is both an inheritance tax and a gift tax, and unlike in the UK, it is the person who receives the inheritance or gift who pays the tax, not the person or the estate of the person who has died or made the gift. Now, this tax is payable in two situations. Firstly, if the recipient of the inheritance or gift is resident in Spain, irrespective of where the assets are located. In this situation, Spanish succession or gift tax will apply to all of the assets being inherited by the Spanish resident. Or, secondly, if the asset being gifted or inherited is a Spanish asset, for example, a property located in Spain or a Spanish bank account. In this situation, even if the person receiving the asset or assets is not resident in Spain, Spanish succession or gift tax will be payable on those Spanish assets. Howard, a good example of how this works in practice is where you have, say, a retired married couple living in Spain who have, say, two children living in the UK, and their wills leave their assets to each other and then equally to their two children. In such a situation, on the death of, say, the husband, the worldwide assets held in his name and half of the worldwide assets he holds jointly with his wife will pass to her, and the wife will be liable to Spanish succession tax on all of these assets as she is living in Spain. Then, on her death, all of her assets, which will include any of the assets inherited from her husband, will pass to the two children in the UK. However, the children will only be liable to Spanish succession tax on the assets which are physically in Spain because the children are not living in Spain. Any assets which they inherit from outside of Spain will not be liable to Spanish inheritance tax.
So, if, for example, a British expatriate living in Spain receives an inheritance from a parent in the UK, so they have to declare and pay tax on the amount received.
That is correct, Howard. If someone is living in Spain and receives an inheritance, even if the asset inherited is not in Spain and the proceeds never enter Spain, the inheritance will be liable to Spanish inheritance tax because the person receiving the inheritance is a resident of Spain. So this inheritance would need to be declared to the Spanish tax authorities, and they may have allowances, whether at the state or the autonomous community level, which can be used to reduce or negate the inheritance tax, but these allowances will depend upon a number of factors.
The regional autonomous communities can adjust the succession tax rate and allowances, but for simplicity's sake today, let's stick to the state rates and allowances. Is the family home subject to succession tax, or is it exempt?
Well, under the state rules, there is a 95% reduction against the inherited value of the main home of the deceased, provided that the following two conditions are met. One, that the inheritor is a spouse, ascendant, or descendant, or failing that, a more distant relative over the age of 65 and who has lived with the deceased during the 2 years prior to their death, and two, that the property must be retained by the beneficiary or beneficiaries for 10 years following the death, though the property does not need to be the main home of those beneficiaries during this time. But it should be noted that the maximum reduction available, again at the state level, is around €122,600 per inheritor. So, continuing with the previous example I've just been using, If a married couple left their jointly owned Spanish home to each other and then to their two children, on say the death of the husband, the wife will have a 95% reduction on the Spanish inheritance tax payable on this property, up to around €122,600. And then when the wife passes away, each of the children will also have a 95% reduction on the tax, again up to €122,600. But this only works if each beneficiary keeps the property for 10 years.
Quite complicated, isn't it?
It is complicated, Howard. You have to be very careful with Spanish succession tax, particularly when the allowances are very low and the rates of tax can be particularly high.
Yeah, and there's 10-year period as well. So what are the succession and gift tax rates in Spain under the state rules, and how high did they go?
Well, the state rules rates of tax start at 7.65% and rises as the size of the gift or inheritance increases to a top rate of 34%. However, after applying the relevant tax rates, the tax liability is then subject to multipliers, which are dependent upon the relationship between the person who has died or made the gift and the person inheriting or receiving the asset, and the wealth of the person receiving the asset prior to the transfer, i.e. their pre-existing net worth. And so the actual highest effective rate of tax can be as much as just under 82%. It is therefore very important, certainly for anyone living here in Spain, to understand how Spanish inheritance tax works. For example, the surviving partner of an unmarried couple living in Spain could find themselves actually paying this rate of just under 82% on everything that they've inherited from their partner. So Spanish inheritance tax is certainly not something to be ignored or put on a list of things to look at some point in the future to then be forgotten about until it is too late to do something about it.
Are there any allowances, and are spouses exempt?
There are allowances, Howard, but I'm afraid that at the state level, the allowances are quite, well, pitiful. The allowances depend upon the relationship between the person who has died or gifted the asset and the person who has inherited or received the asset, just like the multiplier I just spoke about. And so beneficiaries are divided into four groups in Spain, depending on the closeness of this relationship. If the relationship is natural or adopted children and other descendants, such as grandchildren or great-grandchildren, under 21 years of age, they fall under Group 1. Natural or adopted children and other descendants aged 21 years and over fall under Group 2, and spouses are also included in this category. And the state allowance for Group 1 and Group 2 beneficiaries before Spanish inheritance or gift tax becomes payable is €16,000. Group 3 consists of brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, in-laws, and stepchildren, and the allowance for these before Spanish inheritance tax or gift tax is payable is just under €8,000. And then there is Group 4, which includes basically everyone else I haven't covered, for example, unmarried partners, friends, godchildren, carers, but these beneficiaries do not receive any allowance at the state level. And so to answer the second part of your question, Howard, I'm afraid that at the state level, spouses are not exempt from Spanish inheritance or gift tax, other than the €16,000 allowance I just referred to under the Group 2 beneficiaries, and the reduction on the main property if certain conditions are met. Now, while some autonomous regions of Spain do provide greater allowances for spouses, and in some regions a total exemption for spouses from Spanish succession and gift tax, certain conditions do need to be met to benefit from these.
Is there anything people can do to reduce the Spanish succession tax liability for their family and heirs?
They can, Howard, and that is why anyone listening to this who thinks that they may have a potential Spanish succession tax liability in the future, or have concerns that on their death they will leave, say, their spouse, partner, children or grandchildren a Spanish succession tax liability, then they really should seek specialist advice from someone who can look at their situation, assess the potential tax liabilities they or their loved ones may face, and provide possible solutions to minimise this tax. And this is something which my colleagues and I at Blevins Franks can do.
Well, for those listeners who missed our discussion 2 weeks ago, what happens if an estate is subject to both Spanish succession tax and UK inheritance tax? Do they or their heirs have to pay tax twice?
Well, Spain only has double tax treaties for inheritance and gift tax purposes with three countries, these being France, Greece and Sweden. But whilst there is no double taxation treaty signed on this between Spain and the UK, the Spanish succession tax law and the Directorate General for Taxes in Spain both state that if taxes were already paid in another country, in order to avoid double taxation, it is possible to deduct from the Spanish succession tax the lowest of the following amounts: the actual amount of taxes paid abroad for a similar tax, for example, inheritance tax in the UK, or the results of applying the effective average of this succession tax corresponding to goods. In simple terms, Howard, what this means is that in the end, a UK domicile living in Spain will pay the higher of the Spanish or the UK inheritance taxes for the inheritance, but will not pay it twice. Though, if the UK inheritance tax payable is higher than the amount due in Spain, the Spanish authorities will not provide a refund of the difference, just in case any of your listeners are wishful thinkers.
Yeah, and I suppose all this thing takes a lot of time to sort out.
It does. You know, probate can last many months. I've known it in some situations to take years. And that's why it really is important that people do get their affairs in order, not just to minimise tax, but also to minimise the complications. You know, when someone's passed away and left loved ones, you know, dealing with that death is more than enough to be dealing with, let alone paperwork and speaking to tax offices and trying to get documents together and to deal with all that at the same time.
Yeah. Well, do you have any further advice for our listeners on what they need to plan for when estate planning for Spain?
I would say, Howard, that from what we've discussed today, it is quite clear that Spanish succession tax rules here in Spain are very different to UK inheritance tax rules in that at the state level, there is no spousal exemption and the allowances for all beneficiaries are significantly lower than the allowances in the UK. There are also Spanish succession laws in Spain, which we haven't discussed today, but which ordinarily prevents you from leaving your assets to who you want and protects the children over your spouse or partner. UK nationals will also need to consider UK inheritance tax rules if they are a UK domicile, even though they may be a Spanish tax resident. And therefore, I do recommend that anyone considering moving to Spain or has already moved to Spain should not leave estate planning as the final piece of the jigsaw when carrying out or reviewing their financial planning, in that the types of assets that you have, where those assets are situated, and the way you own them could make a big difference as to how you can distribute them on death and how much tax your beneficiaries will pay in both Spain and the UK. Blevins Franks are cross-border tax specialists who have a local presence in Spain, and so we can calculate our clients and their loved ones' potential Spanish and UK inheritance tax liabilities and provide solutions to minimise these taxes while also taking into account the Spanish succession laws. And so, Howard, if any of your listeners would like to contact us, they can do so via our website, blevinsfranks.com. They can also find out more information about us and access our articles, tax guides, podcasts, and videos.
a nice thing to do in the afternoon, I would imagine. Thank you very much, Brett. We'll talk again in a fortnight.
Pleasure talking to you, Howard. Speak to you soon. Bye now.